telecommunications company. Good evening.
Guten Abend, gute Nacht hier im Saal.
Good evening to everyone in the room and on your end devices. We welcome you to 0102, the quiz classic for the entire Chaos family. Welcome. You are going to see a show for quick hackers and quick legs. I'm Biggie and this is my co-host Michael. Hello. And over there on the director's desk we have Lasse and Kat. You, we will have questions, chaos, the best guests and great prizes. But before we get to casting the participants, we're going to start with the most important part of the show. Who of you has been a video angel before and would like to be the camera kid? Who always wanted to be a camera kid? I think your arm was first. Would you come up on the stage, please? It's important that you used to be a video angel because we don't want you filming the audience, because that's bad. You filmed it in my face, you're not allowed to. We're not allowed to and we're not going to. Sometimes that's also that also applies to employees of the Federal Criminal Office.
April, wieder Monat.
What's your name? April, such like the month. How long have you been a video angel at Congress? Since C3 and before that at Gulasch Programmiernacht. Do you have a favorite color? Pink. Can you express that as an RGB hex code? No. Is that an RGB color code? Pink? Yes, JJ, please try pink then.
Good. Wir haben was vergessen. Das Formular.
Oh, das die Formular. We forgot something. Oh, the forms, yes. For us to continue filming you, we need you to fill out this form, please. It's very quick. Just to make sure that we can use everything online, fax, ISDN, post. The other participants are going to have to sign that as well. And I'll show you the camera, and until then, Biggie is going to deal with the participants. While the camera kit gets ready, we need participants, we need contestants. We need 9 people altogether who are going to be taking part as teams. Who of you would like to participate? We have great prizes for you. All right, that's a lot of arms, a lot of hands. To make it easier, I'm going to ask some random questions. Who of you is not wearing a black t-shirt? Can we find 3 people without a black t-shirt? Then please come up on stage. I can see 1, 2, 3. That's 3. All right, next question. Who of you who had the hands up earlier have already done an angel shift today? Yes, here at the front. Is there anyone else? No, that can't be right. Yeah, come. Come up on stage. Anyone else? There's a hand over there. Is that another team of 3? How many people do we? How many more people do we need? I can. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm not sure about the 6th person, whether or not they want. But we have a 6th person, so we need another team of 3. Are there any people who had their hands up earlier who are at their first ever congress? Any more? There, at the back, in the middle, and over there. Please come up on stage. And applause for our contestants. So, maybe keep your groups of 3, it makes things a bit easier for us. Take your seats. Benches from the gym were not within our budget, unfortunately, but you're going to gather in your groups. I'm going to give a collection of forms to each team of 3. Please sign with your valid nicknames and everything to make sure that it's legally binding. And your first task is finding a team name. But you have a bit of time. Ket is going to come over and ask you to write it on some signs later on. But we forgot one more thing. The teams have to recognize each other when they're going to be hopping, because we have these team markers with us in the corporate identity colors.
Lasst doch mal den Beutel durchgehen und nehmt euch zu eurer Teamfarbe das jeweilige Benzel.
Please take the correct wristbands for your team colors. While that is happening, we now finally have ISDN and even more and more telefax at Congress, and we wanted to have that. How about the TFAX 301T, which automatically switches from fax and phone, between fax and phone? Well, we took that, we bought it immediately. It's probably here? Oh no, it's by Grundig. You can fax via C3 ISDN. The number is up on the screen now. You can, if you can find the correct area code for planet Earth, you can send it from the entire galaxy.
Das ist ja einfach.
Is it that simple?
Genau, also fax uns an.
Okay,
so please, fax us. The fax is on. You can also send a postcard. You have to address it to the stage. Did you pick a team name? Team Green. What led you to that confusing choice?
Die Verwirrung. confusion. All right, that's a great start. It's going to keep being confusing. I can almost promise you that. Team Zigzag, it's a bit like this hole. I did not want to have you write segmentation fault all the time. That's why Team Zigzag.
Team Crack Amadeus. Okay.
Team Crack Amadeus. How did that come about? It was simple inspiration. Okay, applause for all teams. Team Green, Team Zigzag, and Team Crack Amadeus, or Amadeus Crack. We're going to find out. Before we start, and to keep it fair for everyone, we're going to explain the rules. You might know the show from your when you were children yourselves. You might know it as 1, 2, or 3. We're going to have 15 questions with three options, of one of which is correct. We're going to read the question and the choices. Then the music starts, and you're going to have to hop between these fields. And when the music stops, you have to stand on the field that corresponds to your answer. Not all people from one team have to stand on the same field. Whether or not you're right, you will see by the light. All team members who are standing on the right answer are allowed to pick one of these balls from this black container and put it in their team tube. And at the end of the game, the team with the most balls win the main prize. But don't worry, all of you are going to be allowed to keep your aerobics wristbands. They are safe. We thought of one more thing. We have a very attentive audience, at least that's how it tends to be at this event, and that's why there's going to be an audience prize, which is going to be awarded for the best team performance. You are going to have to keep track of which team is the team that hops the best and that entertains you the best, and as an inspiration as to what you can do, we prepared something.
You can warm up if you want to. All right, Team Pink is already doing a quite great job. Team Orange is getting slowly into it. Team Green, you could improve a little bit. Getting rid of the sweater is a good idea, yes. All right, I think we're prepared well. Dear directors, yes. All right, we'll start straight away. First question. For the first question, we'll need the first guest that will bring and introduce the first guest. And we'll welcome Rufus. Hello, Rufus. Rufus, she's part of the log. Rufus, so what is the log for the people who don't know? Well, this is an exciting question. I get it all the time. I don't really know how. The LOC is the abbreviation for the Logistic Operations Center, or with all these OCs that we have, it's also quite confusing. Well, who are you talking to, and who do you want to be talking to? We also just call ourselves the logistics team, and that's exactly what we're doing. All right, so all that stuff that we, most of the stuff that we see, except for the stuff that's part of the house, needs to get here somehow, and that's how you ship most of the material. I mean, how many things, I don't really know. Do you take trucks? Do you say tons? Like, what is your measuring unit? I will decide for this simple question. So we'll measure in trucks. I will need to do quick math in my head. We have two storage units, places, one's in Berlin and one's in Brandenburg. And from there, we ship things to the events. And, lunchtime today, I remembered. From Berlin, we took 3 quarter-ton trucks and then another one with 7.5 tons. And from the one in Brandenburg, we have larger pieces. that's stored there for a couple of years, actually. I think we got 3 trucks with larger things, with sofas and bigger decorations for stages. So if you're sitting on a couch, think of the lock. And when you transport that much stuff and you push around that much stuff at the event, it might happen that you lose some things. And this is why Rufus has brought a question for us.
Was hat das Lock?
What has the lock
noch nie verloren?
Never lost at a Chaos Communication Congress. So we don't want to know what they lost. We want to know from you, what have they never, ever lost? And we have 3 potential answers to this question. Answer is number 0.
Ein Rollgerüst.
A rolling scaffolding, a 7.5-ton truck, or answer number 2, a 2-meter styrofoam egg. So a rolling scaffolding, a 7.5-ton truck, or a 2-meter styrofoam egg. 0, 1, or 2. Last chance for you. Whether or not you're right, you can judge by the light.
Oh.
Well, that didn't really work. So we will resolve this anyway. There was no light that turned on. Rufus, please resolve. What have you never lost? The lock has never lost. A 2-meter styrofoam concrete egg. So you 4 are allowed to pick a ball from the basket. But why did you never lose an egg like that? It's not because you didn't have one. That is correct. Can we quickly see a picture of such egg? Here you can see the 2-meter, but the more important question, to be honest, how do you lose a 7.5-ton truck? Part of this question could confuse, or the answer could confuse, part of the room over here. It's a few events ago. By now, it's a bit of an urban legend. We're not really sure how that actually came about. I think the most possible scenario how this happened was that the crew that had the truck, so the ones that were using this truck, so they handed it back to the rental company, and we didn't really know. So for 1 week, we were looking for it.
Okay.
All right. Part of the rolling scaffolding, it was just part of the decorations, and nobody found it again. I think it just sort of got incorporated into the lounge walls, and then it just kind of disappeared. And again, we sort of looked for it until we deconstructed everything. I hope that we will not need to face anything similar to this. Rufus, please take a seat on the stage. We can obviously get you some drinks. Thank you very much for the Spiti, for the sponsoring of the crate of drinks. Rufus, what would you like to drink?
Hast du einen Öffner dabei? Daran haben wir nicht gedacht.
Do you have an opener? Because we did not remember to take one. Oh, somebody just handed them a lighter. Have we received a fax yet? No fax yet. Maybe one of our technicians is working on it. We don't really know. What do you mean it doesn't have any electricity? There's no power in this? Ooh. But we did try. I'm fairly certain that we did try. I'm sure that we can get this connected. Send us postcards. Postcards can come here. Send some facts to Rufus, but please don't send it yet. Like, just write them. All right, and I think in a second we'll like... Yeah, all right. So, next question. Oh! Ooh! All right, wonderful. Somebody sent over electricity for the fax machine. We're approaching the next question. Getting a close-up of the plug before we do that.
Wer war noch von euch mal auf der CeBIT?
Who else of you have been to CeBIT and Hannover? Oh, surprisingly, lots of this room. About a third.
Bei euch auch jemand? Ja, ein, zwei.
Anyone over there on your end? Okay, maybe. Nice. So there was a golden time in the 90s where the Chaos Computer Club had like few parts of, like they gave an award at CeBIT Award. For example, the Constitutional Court once received it, and then the IBM received it once for all sorts of security issues. And Siemens in 2001 became the award of the Smarties. And we're asking, what did they receive the Smarties award for? Was that because of 1, 0? Ooh, now we saw the resolution of question number 1. And we press again, and then we will go back to 0. So the company Siemens suggested to introduce cameras in all the traffic lights. High-res cameras for all the traffic lights. Was that the plan, or was that option 1 of web blockers that was going to display a very clean internet, sort of like a filter list? Or was it option number 2? Because they wanted to introduce a smart toaster into the market and incorporate a microphone into toasters and kitchens at home. All right. 0, 1, or 2? What was the reason? 0, 1, or 2? Last chance for you. Oh, stop, stop, stop. Ooh, you might be receiving the yellow card for that last move. Whether or not you're right, you will be able to judge by the light. Oy, 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 oy. Yes, it was. It was the web blockers. Siemens thought we should introduce some software so that we can have companies and schools and they can protect their employees and students to only show the pearls of the internet. And the Chaos Computer Club gave them the Smarties Award for that. And we will see an image of the award that they received. We see a little pillar with a coffee filter and a Smarties in that. All right, was there anything that was more important on the cards? Yes, okay. So the fax receive machine. So the whole manifest from back in the days you can get from fax call-in. And you can receive that from all around the world. And we will continue on with the next question.
Next question to Blank. Lovely topic. Who likes JavaScript? Who of you? Courageous. Brave. But next question. We want to know, what is the result in JavaScript? As you can see here, if you put this addition, 5, 6, closed, what is the result? Option 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Option 1, 1.2.3.4.5.6. Option number 2, 1.2.3.4.5.6. You know. Now you can get up and pick one of your options. And if you're right, and I see a mixed picture, if you saw option 1. It is 1.2.3.4.5.6. The people who pick the right solution, can somebody of you explain why this is? JavaScript is not the right answer. I can't explain it. So damn it, now I have to explain it.
like strings and training commas, and that's then ignored. And if you really want to have these last option with the last dot, you would have to put this comma at the very beginning of the first bracket, very logically. So careful when selecting your languages. But before we jump into the next question, we are always underfinanced. We are from the chaotic public television and not financed by public fees. Therefore, we have to find other ways for finance ourselves. That's why we are selling advertisement spots. And that's why we are showing you the first ad. With a speed of 640 bits per second. How fast is that? Careful! Online and phone support at the same time. Second line online. Second line set up. Bravo! The people are on the phone and online. Online. Am I online already?
Danke, Eventphone.
Thank you, Eventphone. Thank you, Eventphone, for this advertisement partnership. We would like to point out from 4 to end of line, you can find our CFAX that you can only access with an additional piece of hardware. I had a JavaScript question, was really hard trying to answer this question. It was, you could see the audience. Our next guest, Harald LaForge.
Harald.
You do C3 ESDN. How did you come up with the plan with an analog network in this Congress Center? Because nobody else is doing it. And how fast is that? And how fast is that?
Boop.
That's we know that, no? That's easy. Yes. ESDN, analog mode. You can start with 300 bytes modem, or but on another event, somebody bundled 5 different channels into a single channel.
And
what's motivating you to do that?
Well,
with C64 and DOS, everybody's doing that, but somebody needs to preserve the old technology, and the switchboard we have set up with Siemens, the EBSD, when we started that 3 years ago, there was not a single museum who had all of these, and now there are 5 systems in 5 different collections, and now we have one on this event.
Okay.
It's a team effort, I want to point that out. Jolly brought that and maintained it, and I only set up the network in this building. But you said you're already looking into museums to find them, so they are not out in the wild anymore, right? Oh, I'm sure they are still pretty around somewhere, maybe, but we are talking about technology from 84, first time used, and maybe in some countries they are still in use, but not in museums yet. When does the fax start to work? It should work now, but I believe you need to add a zero, a trailing zero. 9190. Now it's clear. And we brought a backup device, and after the first one had a red error light shown up. I hope there's a fax coming out, because it was a lot of work. Oh, it's ringing. Something is happening. It's and of our sister. I assume the built-in fax distributor is not working as it's supposed to at the moment. But you can take a seat there over there. And thank you. New AOL Fibron, even faster AOL. I'm just asking the next question. From ISDN, there were several modems, and you could still hear how the dial-up was happening. Now, the question is, could you tell from the dial tone the transmission speed? Now, we listen to the dial tone. This should have been clear, but was that 0.65 kilobits, 1.33.6 kilobits, or only 9.6 kilobits? And if your light will be shown by the light. Harald, would you have been able to tell? No. I don't think that was validated against a proper modem that orchestra. But there's no legal path to given. There's no doubt. But if it hadn't been orchestra, you would have been able to tell. For 20 years ago, I would have been able to tell. If I would have done it, be able to tell today, I would can't say. But there were clear differences that were perceivable, and the V8 and the different symbol states that was a distinctive sound. And you were thinking about a different opera modem video? Yeah, at the preparation talk, there's a really, really good video, and I was expecting that one. Good. And now we continue on a musical past. And next question. And we keep in the sound space. It will be a little bit easier. We want to associate a sound to a specific device. And Farah, you can hear the sound now and guess what it could be. Devices were these? Zero. Scanner. Scanning devices. Floppy disk drives. Hard disk drives.
Also Flachbettscanner, Diskettenlaufwerke oder.
Flatbed scanners. Floppy disks or hard drives. 0, 1, 2.
Okay, ob ihr wirklich richtig steht, seht ihr, wenn das Licht angeht. Es waren die Festplatten und das können wir sogar beweisen.
It were the hard drives and we can prove it because we have a video of it. That's what it looks like.
Bestimmt nicht gut für die Festplatte.
It's probably not good for the hard drive though.
Genau, ich würde sagen,
yeah, I would say.
Zwischenstand.
We can take a look at the points at the moment. I see an advantage for Amadeus Crack. Round of applause, please.
I would say Team Zigzag and
Grün can still fill up, but everything is still open. There's like a master question coming, and there's double points for this. Therefore, all options are open until the end, but we are continuing with the next guest now. If the next guest is already there, I would ask Dodger onto the stage. Dodger, if you're in the room, please come onto the stage. There was a scheduling issue, but we can sort this out without him. It's a topic, IT security and the awareness of IT security. Maybe there are other people on the couch. What do you do to inform people that they should encrypt their email or to advise them to have a password that's more than 5 digits? Sometimes I just play guess the password with my family, and I'm surprisingly often right, and people are very irritated, and they believe I'm super smart, but two, three, four, five, seven is not really smart. Well, we are not asking for the name and address of your family, but we take this as an inspiration and guess the password with the family is a good idea for the next family meeting. A well-known manufacturer of IT security products, namely Kaspersky, had a 2017 another ID and started a campaign for IT security. And we want to know who was their advertisement partner. Was it a wristwatch, a perfume? Was it a purse? What did Kaspersky use to increase the awareness for IT security? Watch, perfume, or purse? You must not talk to each other, and you have to decide.
Perfume.
Kaspersky was 2017 starting this campaign, and to prove that they did this campaign. That was not the last question, no. And we brought this perfume. We have this gift wrap named Kaspersky. We can even unwrap it. It's a bit difficult with one hand, but it's possible. It's called Thread the Toilet is the creative name. And we can show a sample to the to our guests on the couch. I don't know. Start with heart. What's the first thought? You have to smell, Joe. The first thing I can think about smells like a perfume shop. Doesn't it smell dangerous? No. I can't say that.
Rufus, hast du einen Gedanken?
Rufus, do you have any thoughts? Would you take it with you to your family to the password guessing game? My great aunt Gerda would be happy with it, but I'm not sure if that's a good sign. What's her password?
Teile dieser Antwort könnten den
verunsichern. Parts of this answer would disturb the audience. In the meantime, we received the first fax
from the Zentralamt der Deutschen Bundespost. Die haben erstmal einen
First from the office of the Deutsche Post.
Für die Beratung im Faksimile-Dienst. Ausgabe 1985.
It's an advisory from 1985 on how to use a facsimile device. And there's almost the next page coming in. Computer Center. It's taking a little while, so we can continue to the next question.
So, yeah, one quick question. Just jumping around from the first question to the last question, it sort of, you know, disappeared, right? So less aerobic, less energy, and the audience has the final say on that, right? Yeah, hopefully.
Ja, Rufus, das ist eine sehr gute Erinnerung. Danke.
And the audience has to keep an eye out.
Nicht vergessen, Freunde, dafür gibt's auch noch einen Preis.
Yeah, also, you know, rating enthusiasm up here on stage, right? So.
Bereits Mitte der 90er Jahre anonymes, dezentralisiertes Online-Payment.
Anonymous, decentralized online payment.
Nicht raten, wir haben so.
In the middle of the 1990s. It's not Bitcoin, so zero. Who had that? Deutsche Bank, one, Apple, or two, some guy from Usenet. Deutsche Bank, Apple, or some guy from Usenet. Yeah. It's very, very motivated. Our panelists. Find out if you're right when you see the light. Deutsche Bank.
Um die Deutsche Bank.
Indeed. Yeah, a boo from the audience. It's quite quiet. It could have been louder. Yeah, there we go. There we go. David Sean invented this thing called eCash. You can see him here. He also invented quite lots of different cryptographic stuff, which also has been used within blockchain circles by now. But, you know, it didn't really get widespread approval. And so, because the other side has to pick out of one from 100, you know, it didn't really, you know, work out in the end. But the connection broke down. And there was also the Mark Twain Bank. Mark Twain, you know, a writer and satirist. And he said that, you know, someone who works at a bank is a person who lends you an umbrella as long as the sun is shining and wants to have it back as soon as it starts to rain. Yeah, so I don't quite know why people chose to name a bank after him. So there's a few drinks here, but how about something to eat, right? Yeah, sure, I could go for something to eat. So maybe we'll have our next sponsor, our second sponsor up on stage. Oh, please give him a round of applause, our second sponsor. Yeah, that's popcorn, right. With a Dodgers.
Du übernimmst mal die Moderation. Ja, genau, ist total super. Also, wo wir jetzt hier so einen Haufen Kohle rausgelatzt haben für die.
Yeah, so after, you know, we've gotten all this money from our sponsors, we wanna name some services that are live for the first time this year. Blind Decked. Who of you have heard of that? Blind Decked.
Okay, super. Also.
Yeah. Great. So, 6528, you can leave a message there, and when you call that same number again, press the numbers 1 and 3, and you'll be able to listen to other people's messages, and then swipe left or right, which, you know, is a behavior you might be familiar from other services. And then, you know, if it's a match, you'll be connected to the other person, and then you'll, you know, meet up or do whatever you want.
Wir müssen diese Regie in den Griff kriegen.
We've got to get these videos under control. And also the fax machine. Yeah, we'll deal with that momentarily. Yeah, and there's been lots of matches, right? So I just looked at the dashboard, and there's been more than 20 matches. I think it's been 21 this evening. And there's been around about 80 people participating.
Unsere Verbindungen bewegen die Welt.
So, was steht noch auf deinem Zettel?
Ja. All right, continue on the cards. You might know the hub, and if you have a decked phone, so Blind Decked works with every phone, even from the outside, but for the AFP challenge, you need a decked phone. You dial 6767, and then you'll have to be registered with various antennas, and then you'll receive the sort of badge. And once you've implemented some sort of Pokemon system, is that what you're saying? Yeah, right. And also spoilers, capture the decked, which is close to, you know, shipping, and within a certain time frame, like 23 minutes or 42 minutes, you'll have to connect to as many decked antennas as possible by dialing a number while you're connected to these antennas. And so whoever has dialed the most, you know, numbers from various decked antennas within the time frame wins, right? So yeah, please take your popcorn. So really it's about discovering decked antennas, which only makes sense in German. Okay, so we have a screenshot from our programming here tonight, which we just received via fax.
24. Ein Gruß aus dem CCC vom CCC.
And greetings from Basel in Switzerland. And then competency within IT forensics, page 1 of 30.
Telekommunikation seht, wirft Produktivität ernt.
Das war übrigens,
yeah, so, by the way, this spot has from Deutsche Telekom in 1992 was one day like, you know, built some sort of communication lines in the former GDR. And they sort of had to phrase it that way, I guess.
TV over internet, that director's desk. Well, all of us can receive TV by internet, but could you ever receive internet via television? Zero, no, that's something we made up. One, yes, but only via highly frequent, high frequency tones that people could not hear. Or two, in the so-called gap that was used by teletext as well. And you'll find out if you're right when you see the light. Yep, it was in the gap used by teletext. Sometimes you would see these blinking dots, and even the computer club used this for its own purposes. And this was implemented at ZDF Intercast in the 1990s. There was even a successor which actually distributed MP3s on NBC Europe, but never really found a business model for it. We would like to recommend a shared communication service by ZDF and ARD. We are sending video texts from 16 o'clock until the end of programming that you can only use with additional devices. We're now welcoming our next guest, and I hope we can. This is going to work out better. Vivian! Hi, Vivian. Thanks for being here. We would like to seat you on our sofa because we think that you're the best person to speak about illegal instructions and to give advice on that topic. Well, I don't do that. I work in the legal team of Frag den Staat, and we're making sure that everything is legal. Yes, but legality sometimes has boundaries, and sometimes people want to lead you to do illegal things, and that's what our next question is about. It's going to be a legal question about Club Mate and the brewery producing it, the Loscher company, which in 2010 sent a cease and desist to a blog host or blog provider, and we want to know why they were supposed to delete a blog post. Is it number zero, due to slander? Maybe they said that Mate tastes bad or it tastes like an ashtray. Is it number one, due to glorification of violence? Or is it number two, because somebody leaked the recipe on a blog? Is it defamation, glorification of violence, or a leaked recipe? Zero, one, or two? Last chance for you. And find out if you're right when you see the light. Keep going. Number one.
Genau, da ging es nämlich darum, dass
It was about a blog post that used the logger of Clubmate, and it was modified a little bit to read Club Molly, a Molotov cocktail. What do you think? Is that glorification of violence? I would say it depends. I have the anarchist cookbook at home, and that makes me feel safe.
Okay, aber sicher ist ein gutes Stich.
But feeling safe is a good point, because it's not entirely safe. It says 2/3 diesel and 1/3 gasoline or petrol. And we know that today it's not like that anymore. 1/3 diesel and 2/3 e-fuels in future. Eventually, Loscher said it wasn't a cease and desist. It was a request for deletion. Is that something else? Well, it tends to go along with each other. You tend to send a cease and desist, and then you ask the person you're sending it to delete something, and they you probably want them to pay for the attorney's fees. It's being used a lot, and you shouldn't be silenced by it. That was a legal instruction. Okay. Thank you, Vivian. Have a drink from our crate, if you find one that you like. We even have a bottle opener now. And we have further strange faxes. Yeah, why did you not include a limiter that limits the number of pages?
Dürfen wir das zeigen? Sind das noch diese 30 Seiten von ihm?
Is now that we've been faxed this Merch go away device, is that still in the limit? Is that still legal? I think you shouldn't worry about orthography that much. And please don't send Grayscale faxes. They take a long time, and you're blocking the lines for other people. We're not cancelling anything, but please don't send 30 pages. Let's keep going with the next question, which is, we're going to stay in the political and legal area. The EU used to have more open borders than it has now. It's changed this year, and we were looking in the archives and found this election poster from the 80s with us for open borders in Europe, and we're wondering, which party might have put up these posters? Was it Zero, the conservative CDU party? Was it one, the Social Democratic Party, SPD? Or was it two, the Federal Democratic Party, the Liberal Party? CDU, SPD, or FDP, Zero, one, or two? Last chance for you. And find out if you're right when you see the light. All right, a lot of people got that right. Why was that so easy? I guessed.
Souverän.
You can see it in the solution here. It was CDU in the European elections of 1984. The Federal Democratic Party was a wrong option, which nobody picked. God might only have created the FDP to test us.
And I believe let's look at the score, because before the score it was quite there was two teams that were even. First and last team. Oh, we got a very fitting fax. Our audience is right on point. Fax paper for Christina is a bit questionable. It's a bit daring. Maybe we should advertise our fax number once more. Is the 9193. You have to add that, and you can reach that internationally. And please fax to the stage.
Ja, wir können einfach mal einen Zwischenstand.
All right, so what's the interim's state for all our teams? So we have 15 for Team Green.
Wir haben 2, 4, 6, 8.
We have 8 for Team Zigzag. And Crack, Amadeus, Crack, we have 16. It was that correct?
Ein Punkt vorne.
Oh, they're leading by 1 point. Remember, there is the prize for who can hop the best. A friend of mine would like to have the fax number. It's the 91930. The zero you don't really see in the picture, but that should be added at the end. All right, so so we'll just go from CDU and continue on to the SPD, Social Democratic Party. So the Social Democratic Party of Frankfurt. So the Social Democratic Party of Frankfurt did try to do advertising on TikTok. That was a bit difficult because you're not supposed to do any political advertisement on TikTok, and there's no, particularly not during elections, and at that time there was elections for the mayor of Frankfurt. So they did advertise for something that was very strange, not really for the SPD party, but for something different. So what did the Social Democratic Party in October 2023 run ads on TikTok? Was that for zero, the Schufa? Was that for one, Amazon Web Services? Or was that for number two, ChatGPT? So those were paid advertisement. Was that Schufa, which is basically the German version of the credit score? All right, get up. Zero, one or two, last chance for you. Whether or not you're right, you will see by the light. And the credit score was the correct answer. The TikTok of Frankfurt SPD, we had, amongst others, this advertisement where you could get information on your credit score. And there was not just advertisement for that, but there was also advertisement for Shisha. And it was quite interesting and peculiar. So the agency sort of has different and multiple accounts that they're running advertisement for, and Schufa and Shisha, you know, like really closely related, right? You know, Schufa, Shisha, SPD, it can be difficult to juggle those three. All right, so we'll just keep going because they're stressing us because we're obviously running behind. So the first option you already have. All right, okay. All right. That was simple. It was not really that simple. So a question that keeps reoccurring, or rather a phrase or expression, you might have heard it before, is that is not possible in Hall 1. You know that. You're familiar with that. There's lots of things that you can't do in Hall 1. But we would like to know, we'd want to look at Hall 1 in a positive light, because we've had a lot of joyful moments here. So what is possible in Hall 1? Is it zero? Screws in the floor? Is it pyrotechnics? Or is it number two, a truck named Rocky? It's a specific type of truck with a beautiful name, Rocky. So screws in the floor, pyrotechnics, or truck Rocky. Zero, one or two, last chance for you. Whether or not you're right, you will see indicated by the light. Oop. Pyrotechnics went off for that one.
Wir haben das natürlich auch vorher.
We obviously got approval for this, and we can show you this. This was very official. There was a request, and no worries, we're not breaking the laws here.
Das dürfen wir hier.
We're allowed to do this here. We would like to welcome our next guest on stage. Please come up on stage, Eva.
Hallo Eva.
Welcome, Eva. Good to have you. Excited to be here. We invited you because you have a cultural relation. So what's your job at Congress? I am here with other people responsible for the ball pit, and we have brought the ball pit here. The bell, like the ball pit responsible person. All these balls. So like, there's lots of people throwing balls. Like we should not. We are losing control. Do not throw too far because people will take it and add it to their scoreboards. Not that Team Green trades with Green Team Green. All right. So the ball pit. Like, do you just put it there? Do you do more than this? So this year it's a bit more. We have audio. We have video. We have a stage. People can have self-organized sessions that they can register, and we have a sorting mechanism. All right, so the ball pit has quite cranked up their system. We actually got a different camera kit to show the sorting mechanism. So what do we see here? We have balls that are rolling past rails, and there's sensors that are detecting the different colored balls. But so far, they're not being triggered. So you're still in the developmental stage. So this is just like halftime, and like we're obviously not there yet. At the last day, we'll like have it running properly. At the last day, like it's half automatic. So we do still need the people that help the sorting. So you'll have like a pre-sorting system, right? All right. So I would like to know, at what point did you surf the internet for the very first time? I asked my mother about this. The first computer with Windows 95. I remember the game Mohun. All right, so the first time that she surfed the internet was back in the days when you used to play Grouse. All right. Bit more danger on stage. We should secure the working area with all these balls rolling around. So what's the next question? Who's going to raise it? That was beautiful. So the Eurokids sort of like canceled on this. So like we should just keep doing this until like they really want to like come join us. They just keep canceling. And I was on a phone with one of the managers. And they were like, there's lots of fans here, but they don't really believe us. So maybe you can send them emails or faxes, and you can convince them that at some point they should come to Congress for the next question. Ah, we are receiving more faxes. Beautiful for fabric softener. All right, as for the next question, surfing off the internet, where does that term come from? So which circumstance created the phrasing of surfing the web? And we have three questions, three answer options. Zero was that Tim Berners-Lee had to give an interview, was at a surf club, and just was kind of babbling on. Was that option one? A journalist was writing something for the internet, and on the mouse pad she had a server. Surfer? Or was that number two US politician was the most fit, that was just sort of babbling on and grasping for terms. Was that Tim Berners-Lee on vacation, an aged politician, or a journalist with a mouse pad? It was a journalist with a surfer and a mouse pad. And we have a picture of the mouse pad that the Apple user group posted. Bob Jacobson kept talking about surfing information. And there was information that was surfed first and not the internet. And the journalist Jane Armour-Polly had this mouse pad. And when she named her article, she called it Surfing the Internet.
She became the godmother of this name, and she reserved the domain Netmom. We last call for our fax, and the last faxes are coming in. We will take a look at it. And we take a look at the score, and Craig Amadeus built up their advantage. Amadeus, Craig, Amadeus, both is fine. I think we can already put a crate of drinks over there. If you collect more points there, you have to be careful with the balls so that they don't roll over. You only collect one more ball, please. You can also take the balls from other teams, that's fine as well. Next question now, and I think it's yours, right? Yes, correct. It's children in the internet in Australia. You can't even use social media if you're under 18, no, 16, under 16, I don't know anymore. Children in the internet, and there were very early search engines for children in the internet. And there's the question is about a very early search engine for kids in the internet. And we want to know which one is a real search engine for kids. Zero, yeah, hooligans. No one. Googleino. Now two, Lycos Kids. Yeah, hooligans, Googleino, or Lycos Kids.
Okay, ob ihr wirklich richtig
steht. And the late will tell if you're right. And
genau. Ihr braucht jetzt auch eine Kiste?
You also need a crate. All right, you also need a crate now. There's another crate with drinks in it. I think something is happening there. I saw somebody moving. Keep your balls for the moment there. Yeah, hooligans, yes. It's indeed a search engine for kids, and you can still simulate an archived version of it. We try to find out who came up with that name, but we couldn't really figure it out. But if you have any ideas, please send them our way. We're taking another look at the facts. There's a lot of small printed text. What else has arrived? You still remember Janitor Kittle? Everybody remembers, obviously. And he sent us an utter fax. It's from the Teleshopping Ultras. Facts from the Teleshopping Ultras. I'm flattered.
So, letzte Frage.
Last question. Two balls for the right question. We stay in the cultural domain. I want to ask the room. Who knows Blümchen out of radio in the 90s? That's almost half of it. Where did Blümchen shoot a music video? Null, zero, in the lounge of 35C3 on Chem 2011. In the sea base, in the crashed spaceship, the camp or sea base.
Jetzt noch mal anstrengend für die Publikumswertung.
Ah ja,
gibt alles.
Ob ihr wirklich.
Whether you are right will be shown by the lights.
So, da haben jetzt alle nochmal ordentlich Bälle holt und viele nochmal ordentlich Bälle holt.
Now everybody could gather more balls. No, two balls per person per right answer. It's a master question.
Kann jetzt nochmal alles entscheiden, Frage.
This decision making. And it is the sea base and we want to quote out of this. No, it's the art is Domitiana featuring Blümchen. So Blümchen was joined that track. It appeared last year in August.
Genau, aber ich würde sagen, wir gehen ans Eingemachte und ich habe die Befürchtung,
we are getting towards the end and I fear we have to count and it might be a tight. My Michael has to count. 16, 18, 21. That makes it easier. 27, please remember that.
Hello, Lasse.
27 versus 17. And oh, you already counted for us. I don't believe you anyway. 21, 22, 25, 26.
Oh, grün.
Team grün. Applause. You caught up pretty well there.
Genau, aber wir haben ja schon gesagt, es geht in niemand.
But we already said everybody will get something.
Zweite und erste Preis.
And therefore we have second and third place. It's on second place. 16 issues from Bravo. 99, 2000, 2001, and 2002. There are even stickers for Pokemon for all 151 Pokemons as sticker.
So für das Team auf dem ersten Platz.
For team on for the first place with the 26. Points. A voucher for a free drink in the Späti, another advertisement partner.
Die funktionieren wirklich.
They really work.
So, und unser Hauptpreis.
And our main prize tonight.
Der ist ein bisschen schwer. Michael,
it's a little bit heavy. Michael, can you help me?
Michael, hilf mir mal. Es ist
please help me. Oh, they were already asking for beer. We're not at the Späti yet. Somebody has to unwrap it. The winning team, basically.
Ihr seid das Gewinnerteam, ne?
You are the winning team, right? We have a complete issue, collection of all Datenschleudern issues. Many of these are very old. You can distribute among yourselves. And you three don't know each other, so now you have a reason to get to know each other. Not only telecommunications connect. What's the opposite to telecommunications? A pub. Maybe you can join the team with the vouchers and go to the Späti. The audience prize. Who was the nicest jumper? I'm asking everybody of you with the classic applause meter. You have to applaud with different intensities for each team, and if it's not decisive, the coach has to decide. Craig Amadeus. That's quite some applause. But what's for zigzag?
Etwas verhalten.
A little more quiet. Team Grün. Okay, so we don't want to be blamed, so we can. The people on the couch will decide who received the loudest applause. We kind of silently agreed. Is it now Craig Amadeus or Amadeus Craig? And after some looking at each other and some weird eye contact, we believe it's Craig Amadeus Craig. Team Craig Amadeus, you're also winning this massive TV set, and you get it immediately, you receive it immediately. No issue of 012 is complete without the TV. We gave it away several times, but please take it away this time. It also has this additional decoder for the teletext.
Okay, ich würde sagen, mach noch mal einen riesen Applaus.
Please, another round of applause for all three teams who dared to come into the stage and to deliver an amazing performance.
Genau, neben den Teams wäre das alles nicht möglich gewesen oder jede Menge Menschen.
All right, so this wouldn't have been possible without the teams up on stage, but without other people as well. So thank you to the host, Werner from Sound, Thomas, all the technicians working on the stage. And besides that, without the people from the VOC, you can see them here. Well, we saw it. What's going on backstage? Say hi to the VOC. And it's not just the VOC. It's also the scientific working community for broadcasting questions at the University of Brunswick. So we have a median of 9 cameras in total for this talk. So it's just awesome, right? Yeah, thank you so much. And also a big thank you to the Institute for image movement, and thank you to C3 Lingo if they'd been mad enough to translate this talk and other ones as well. So please give it up for them.
C3Lingo winked da oben.
Waving to the right of the stage. Yeah, we're very sorry. Thank you to FEM for mostly the beamer that we've used here today. All the public companies in the city, FAX, ISDN, the Video Angels, water, electricity, the people who've done built up our advertisement partners. We've had lots of them. I forgot their exact names. And a last look at the FAX transmissions we received. It took a long time. Finally, we got through. Greetings from the Bergstrasse to Hamburg. So, from the 7 wine region of Bergstrasse in Germany to Hamburg. And that's on my jacket. That's Kat, can you check the mic in front of you? Yeah, it's a test. Working. Where did you get that jacket? I think I got it at a flea market. All right, okay, so that's a flea market find. That's so simple. Perpetual Energy Machine V1.0. Oh, that's quite academic. C++. So. If you sow telecommunication, you'll reap productivity. Yeah, and so this did not work out, right? And there's still a large thanks to give to Henning, right? And Henning's grandma on his mother's side. And yeah, so thank you so much and goodbye.
Ja, Computer, die wir nicht mehr als Computer sehen und die vielleicht besser funktionieren, aber wir brauchen freie Computer.
We need free computers and not closed down computers and free operating systems. See you next week. Thanks for listening to the English translation of whatever this was. At 38C3, your translators were Hatbang, Waffle, Simply Sam, and Ningui. We appreciate your feedback. Please email us or fax us at hello@c3lingo.org or use #C3Lingo on Mastodon. Well, that's television for you, I guess. Bye-bye. Wow. Thank you.